105.3 Seaside FM. Now on the line now from Australia is Bran Mac McNichols. Welcome to the show, Brian.
Hi.
Now, you're a bit of an expat. How long have you been out in Australia for?
Well, I first came out in 1968. And I've been back a few times. And I've been back this time for 12 years.
Right. Now, when you come back to England, do you want to stay here or do you want to get back to Australia?
No. I always want to get back to Australia, but I've got someone sat here at the side of me now, my wife, and she's always wanting to stay. And this is the problem with most English women out in Australia. They never settle. My wife's been here, how long?
42 years.
And she still never settled. But we come over to England regular. We were over there last year. On average, once a year.
Would you believe me if I told you I was speaking to a guy the other day who hasn't been back to England in 33 years? He does have the money to come. He says he feels homesick every day, but yet he's never made the trip.
Yep, we've got loads of friends who are like that too. You know, they are afraid to come back. They're afraid to sort of step back in their old shoes.
On the train to London about 2 years ago, I went to put on my headphones to listen to music, the same as everybody does on the train here. And this gentleman sitting opposite me, right, who happened to be Australian, he'd obviously lived in England. He hadn't been back to England in 19 years. And do you know what he said to me? England's finished. And I said, well, I know what you mean. You'll never be back. Do you find the change in England too much to take almost?
Yes. Yeah, almost. I wouldn't say that it's finished. But the change... A taxi driver once in London said to me, he was in a debate, on a radio debate, and they called him a racialist because of a few of the comments he made. And he said, no, I'm not a racialist. He said, I just want the England back that I knew as a boy. He said, it's changed so much, and he lived there. Now, we noticed from the outside in, England's got more violent. It's totally changed. Totally.
Do you think that's why a lot of people leave England in the first place, to even go to somewhere like France, which is just across the English Channel?
No, I don't think so. I think curiosity drives a lot of people to a lot of different places. It's just that some people finally find utopia, you know, and to me, Australia's utopia.
Well, I've interviewed a lot of people, expats, over the years, down the line, by video, by ISDN, by Skype. And when I first did it about 10 years ago in Northern Ireland, I discovered that most of the people that left Northern Ireland had just left to seek their fortune. They hadn't left because they didn't like Northern Ireland. They hadn't left because of the troubles. They'd just gone because they wanted to see the world. So you're probably right about that. Now, you obviously were in the army. I don't think, was that part of national service at that time, was it?
No. We were regular, naval and Royal Marines.
And I first got in touch with you because I've seen a little article in the Hull and East Riding Daily Mail. You were actually looking for old army buddies. Did you have any success?
Yeah, I've had quite a bit of success with the guys who decided to go IT and wanted to sort of reach out into the world. I found a few of them, but mostly I'd say 60% of people our age now, they're just not interested at all in the internet. And I found it a valuable tool here.
Well,
I just found it really valuable.